You're with SBS Radio.
The National Prescribing Service, also known as NPS MedicineWise, has raised concerns about pharmaceutical opioid use, prompting the service to release a guide for patients informing them about potential side effects. There have been rising rates of medication-related deaths in Australia, with the latest data from 2017 showing there were over 1,600 unintentional drug-related deaths, 85% of those involving opioids. Dr. Meredith Craigie is the Dean of the Faculty of Pain Medicine of the Australian and New Zealand College of Anaesthetists. She says when combined with other medications, opioids can be deadly, especially when mixed with sedatives.
We know that if people continue to take those opioids, the risk increases as well. So we want people to recognise that they're on a strong medication that has the potential for causing harm, but if we use them sensibly, that can also be very helpful, particularly in managing acute pain.
There are concerns that not everyone gets a pain management plan when they leave hospital. Some patients are simply told to take opioids as needed with little further information. Dr. Craigie says hospital staff will be now encouraged to provide patients on discharge with a two-page guide on how to manage their pain and opioid medicines, informing them on how best to use them for short-term pain, as well as the risk of potential side effects like dependence.
And for a lot of people, they're what we call opioid naive. They go into hospital not taking opioids. They may not necessarily have any sort of pain management plan, but we know after some types of surgery, people continue to use their opioids for long periods of time, well after any tissue healing should have occurred. And that is really independent of the sort of surgery they're having.
The guide has been developed in consultation with the Queensland Clinical Senate, supported by the Queensland Opioid Stewardship Program and the Society of Hospital Pharmacists. Hospital pharmacists play a key role in educating people, especially when they're first prescribed the medication. Kristen Michaels is the chief executive of the society. She would like to see an awareness campaign similar to the one seen with antibiotics, educating people about the potential risks of opioid medications.
We've had a problem with antibiotics. You know, we know this is global, not just in Australia, but we know that we have an issue that certainly, you know, antibiotic resistance is building. And so many, many years ago now, we made a decision to actually put antimicrobial stewardship programs in place in hospitals. And that effectively means that there is somebody in charge of saying, you know, of actually monitoring those medications in the hospital, of monitoring what happens in terms of the prescriptions, in terms of the dispensing, and in terms of what happens to people once they leave the hospital. And so we're saying, look, now at the moment there's actually an argument to look at an opioid stewardship program that would do a very similar thing.
Medical experts warn against abruptly stopping opioid medication, saying people need support and a plan for reducing their usage. Dr. Robin Lidner is with NPS MedicineWise. She says side effects and dependency can affect anyone.
I think people are often prescribed opioids thinking that they won't be the person that gets addicted. And so it's really important that people are aware that if it's a side effect that could affect anyone, and so people need to better manage, be better informed about the risks associated with these medicines.
Opioid use has come under focus internationally. In the United States alone, some 400,000 overdose deaths between 1997 and 2017 were linked to opioids, according to government data. A number of multi-million dollar lawsuits in the US remain ongoing, with a court ordering Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries earlier this year to pay $845 million to help address the problem in Oklahoma. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.